Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Rose Hill, with the warm weather we've had and continuing today, was watered yesterday. 3 mil placed on. The track is a good four. The Penno 5.1 this morning. And let's have a chat with Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. G'day to you, Brad. How are you getting through the week?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It's been a busy week, hasn't it? But yeah, no, not too bad. Hopefully a couple of winners there for the punters tomorrow. Golden Gift Day. I think the field's pretty strong as well, right across the board. A couple of first starters, a couple of previous winners there, and yeah, not a bad little field. We're heading for a nice day, so happy days.
An interesting report card from Ray Thomas in the tally this morning about how the spring has gone for Racing New South Wales. The one thing that stood out for me is the increase in starters that we're getting spread in city and country racing, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a big positive, isn't it? Right across the provincials as well, so it might be a good time for me to hit up Pete for a raise, you reckon?
Might be. Good luck with that. Righto, let's have a look at Rose Hill tomorrow. You're going to start right there in the first.
Yeah, I am. I think it's pretty much short and sweet in the first race here. It's Lucicello, the race favourite. She's short. I think she's getting into odds on now, but she's clearly the horse to beat in the race. She looks beautifully placed here. 54.5 kilos on her back to a benchmark 78. Back to her own sex. So look what she did through her last preparation there, and she was running around in listed races, group races. Her second to, or her third to Dawn Passage there over the Rose Hill 1100 metres is clearly good enough for a race like this. I wouldn't read too much into her trial. It does say she finished last, but she wasn't asked to do much. And I think she'll be relatively close in this small field, hopefully somewhere midfield. And if she rocks up in her career best form or and reproduces any of her runs that she produced their last campaign, I think she's clearly the horse to beat. And I know she's short, but I think she'll get the chocolates for us and get us off to a winning start there at Rose Hill.
Righto, race one, number four. At this stage, the fixed odds prices are being updated because Super Oasis come out just prior to 9 o'clock. Race one, number nine, Super Oasis. So the market's being rejigged there in race one. Then we go across to race four, Brad, the Ranvest.
Yeah, I think this is a race where you can look a little bit wider in the market. I think those right at the top of betting there are a little bit vulnerable because there's so much speed in this race. So I'm looking towards something to be rushing home at the finish. And I landed on bar none for Bjorn Baker. This horse is absolutely flying at the moment. It's won its last two starts. A horse, its win there at Warwick Farm last time out was a ripper. It did go around a 20-1, but it's really strong on the line. I think out to 1,800 metre suits. And as I say, with all this speed in the race, I think it'll just be smoking the pipe in behind. I would have preferred a little bit of a wider draw. Barrier one's a little bit sticky. We'll just have to hope that the field breaks up enough for Jay Ford to poke a bit of a way through there late. But I think this horse is really well placed in this grade, certainly deserves its crack at Saturday Company now. And as I say, the horse is absolutely flying, so happy to play it at the double figure odds. The other one in the race that I'd be willing to include if you're playing exotics is equally as long in the market is Destiny's Hero for Jason Coyle. But I am with bar none in a race where I think you can scout wide and look for a little bit of value. That's race four, number six.
Righto, currently at $13 is bar one, and the other one, Destiny's Hero, is 19 and 480 the place there. But race four, number six, the main tip there. By the way, we always like to inquire what people are up to. Whose car did you get out of, and where are you standing right now?
I thought I was able to hide it. I'm actually taking the little one to the doctor's. She's due a couple of injections. Yeah, she was about to have a few tears in the car, so I thought it was an abort mission.
All right. Well, you've done pretty good so far. We better wrap it up then in the last. What do you like here?
Yeah, the last one's High Shine for me. This is a pretty even field. You're getting about $4, $5 a field. I think she's well placed here. Thought she did enough there first up. She was beaten at the midweeks, but beaten by the race fit Vitesse, who sat outside the lead and just quickened a bit too well. She did carry 16.5 there. That was over 1,300 metres off a couple of soft trials. So I think she can only strip fitter here second up. And off what she did their last campaign, particularly first and second up, I thought they were wins of a horse potentially going through to black type company. I think she's a progressive type. She'll sit somewhere midfield here and certainly get her chance in the lucky last. I think this race sets up very nicely for her. She gets a little claim as well just off her back. So I think she's well placed and should be a little bit shorter than what she is at the moment. That's race nine, number nine.
Yeah, $6.50 is where it sits right now at Tab. And Luciacello's price in the first now is $1.90 with the scratching of Super Oasis and the other day Dancehall Girl. So race one, number four. Race four, number six, currently at 13. And we come home, race nine, number nine, High Shine. When I've got to go and get an injection, if I've got to go to the dentist or do something, I hate injections. So just give her an extra little hug. I hope she goes well this morning with those couple of needles.
No dramas, Andrew. I'm a bit of an expert right now, so if you need someone to come and hold your hand, I'll be there for you, mate.
Yeah, I don't know whether you'd want to do that, but anyway, I might bite your finger. Good on you, Brad. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Andrew.